Proclaim. Proclaim the greatness of the Lord our God, and worship him upon his holy hill. For the Lord our God is the Holy One. Now, Spirit of the living God, move within my heart. Let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, be found acceptable in your sight. For you are my Lord and strength. You are my Redeemer, Lord Christ. It is in your name we pray these things. Amen. I don't want to disappoint you, those who are looking forward to a good sermon about the gospel. So let's make it short and sweet. Pay your taxes. Okay, all right. That we got that out of the way, Rector. We're done. All right. But I went to see Father Brian this last week on Thursday and told him that I was taking the sermon I had prepared for today and throwing it out the window, if he didn't mind too much. And he quizzed me a bit and he said, "Well, I guess. Go ahead." Because what's driving me, has driven me actually for about 2 weeks, is a series of conversations I've been having with members of our parish and friends and those whom I have been talking to in our community. Not to mention just the sheer weight of everything that's going on around us that's been affecting me. I'm not sure about how you are feeling about everything that's going on right now, but I've had a goodly number of people talking to me. And they've been expressing to me a lot of anxiety, out and out fear, an enormous amount of total distress for all kinds of reasons. And I don't mean just the news, what's going on over in the Middle East, but just all other kinds of things. And I thought we need to talk a little bit about this kind of thing. Because deep down inside, when I talk to people like this, and I have through the years, at the core of a lot of the things that are being said, there's a feeling that seemingly is coming out. The people, church people, Christian people, people of great will and I think great faith, have begun to believe that God has forgotten us, that God has forgotten his people. And I don't mean just Israel. You, me, all of God's people everywhere. We get to thinking that somehow another God has abandoned us. And in moments like that, for me, there's a fellow who hasn't been around physically in this world for a long time, but yet continues to make an imprint on my life, the prophet Jeremiah. You may not be aware of it, but Jeremiah wrote the book of Lamentations that we find in the Old Testament. And he wrote that book, okay, we're waiting. Come on, hit it again. Okay, he wrote that book some 600 years before the birth of Jesus. And it's a powerful book when you understand the setting and the circumstances of that book. Because Jeremiah had experienced the destruction of Israel, the complete destruction, dismantling of Jerusalem. Even the temple itself was destroyed. Most of the people of the nation had been put to the sword. And those that were worthy, that had any value, they were exiled. They were kidnapped back to Babylon, or to other places where they could be of use to the Babylonians. This left a large crowd of widows with no hope of survival. Young children who were abandoned because they had no value. They couldn't produce anything. And yes, a bunch of old people. All these were left behind to die miserable, starving deaths. Jeremiah was in a dark place, a very dark place. It was a dreary place in his life. It was not a very pretty scene. And there, in the middle of the third chapter of that book, Jeremiah writes, you read it, church? The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness. Amid all of this ruin, Jeremiah pins these words of hope about God's faithfulness for his people. Amid all the death and destruction and abandonment, Jeremiah says that God is there and caring for his people. As I counseled and talked with so many over these last couple of weeks, in a gentle way, I've asked, in the face of what you're feeling, can you not see the faithfulness of God? In more instances than not, I've been told no. How about you, friends? I don't know if you listened to the news coming to church this morning. I hope you didn't. Such a negative mess every day, every time. We'd be better off if all we did was listen to Sirius 58. That's 1980s and 1990s country western, okay? For those of you who don't know. We'd be a whole lot better off. We would be. Because contrary to what the news would have us to understand, God is faithful. God is just. God is good. All of the time. And he's never taken his eyes off his people. If you and I, if ever we are having trouble identifying God's faithfulness, we need to hold on to what Jeremiah is talking about, because friends, listen to me, God is faithful all of the time, no matter what. No matter what. He does not fail. He never forgets, and he never changes. And the promises that he has made to us through the ages, he fulfills over and over and over and over and over again without fail. No matter what the chaos in my life, and I've had a lot of it, I've always been able to reach up to the faithful God who's loving me. And so can all of you. And that's a fact. That's just not something written down in an old dusty book. Jeremiah had written earlier, he says, I'm a man that has seen affliction. I am besieged and I am surrounded with bitterness and hardship. I become the laughingstock of all my people, because he is talking about God and his faithfulness. They mocked me all the day long. Jeremiah believed. He trusted God. Even though he was ready to give up, God's Holy Spirit broke through the crust that had built up in his doubts and through his doubts, and reaffirmed to him in the same way he will to all of us if we'll reach out to him. That he is faithful. Now, three very quick questions. Very quick questions. How will we know that God will keep on loving us? That's the question I heard these last couple of weeks. Well, Jeremiah says what? He says, because his mercies never come to an end. His mercies never come to end. You know that you hear that's plural, that mercies? He calls it that way because they're limitless. They're never ending. It's not like you get yourself a box of whatever it is and you go to picking them out and you run out. Of God's mercies, we never run out. Psalm 51 says, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies." A multitude in what cannot be exhausted mercy of God. Second question, when will God give us what we need? Jeremiah says that God's mercies, they are new every morning. When we got up this morning and stumbled or fell or whatever it is we do in the morning, we try to get out of bed. They're new every day. Ren, I reflected upon this. I couldn't help but think about the children of Israel out in the 40 years of out there in that wilderness and how God said he would take care of them. You remember what he did? He provided to them every day manna, bread from heaven. And he said, it will be there every day, as much as you need. But he warned them. He said, you cannot put this stuff away. You can't stockpile it. You can't sequester it away. And so he said, do what you need to do. Take what you need for this day, and I'll take care of the rest of it. He is faithful. Every time, as we need it. I noticed nobody in Florida has 6 good numbers on that big lottery ticket. We didn't need it, okay? Number 3, and finally, what shall be my hope for living? Jeremiah writes, great is your faithfulness. We all struggle. We all struggle with hard times. I've had my share of hospitalizations and surgeries and a whole variety of other things in my lifetime, as have many of my loved ones. And yes, we all experience temptations, and yes, I have to admit I have succumbed to them. But God's faithfulness, his faithfulness is such that he'll always forgive when we turn to him. His love will always be abounding to us. He will always come to us when we call upon him. What a gift that is. What a great hope and a joy it is if we would just stop for a moment and remember it in the midst of what we think is an impossible situation. Can you imagine what Jeremiah was experiencing when he wrote these words? What a gift. His faithfulness, we are supposed to depend on, not what we can do on our own. So my friends, regardless of what life is giving us right now or what threats there may be, we think on the horizon, we need to remember that God is faithful to us. He's steadfastly devoted to us. And I don't know about you, but this gives me a peace that passes all understanding. Because of all the chaos that does surround me, believe me, there is a lot of chaos around me in my life. Record says yes. There is. There's a lot of chaos around me. But God's unfailing faithfulness assures me that in the end, I will come through. A scratch or two perhaps, but because of his love, undying, unquenchable love, I will come through with him. To God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we ascribe all might, majesty, and dominion, now and forevermore. Amen.